Money Talk.
Everybody needs money. That's why they call it money.
Guiding America on money matters for 25 years. This is Money Talk with Bob Brinker.
Greetings and salutations from the Starship Money Talk. Hi, everybody, and welcome to the program. It's America's money program, Money Talk. Coast to coast, border to border, in the islands of Hawaii and north to Alaska. Our toll-free line is the same wherever you're listening, 1-800-934-2221. That's our contact number. And, of course, on Money Talk, we help you to learn how to become your own personal financial manager. That's a big deal. Once you do that, as so many of our Money Talk regulars have done, you take charge of your financial future. Boy, that could save you a whole lot of money over a lifetime. We talk about everything from investing in your tax-privileged accounts to saving for all of those future goals, including, in my opinion, the most important goal of all, the education of the young sprouts. And, of course, the way to get the job done is through acquiring the knowledge that empowers you to control your financial future. That's a life-altering event, controlling your personal financial future. And having those sharks swim on by and take a bite out of somebody else's wallet, you don't need the aggravation, you don't need the expense. And that's what it's all about on Money Talk, the strategies and the tools to achieve that personal financial freedom for yourself and your family, so that if you're not already hanging out there, hopefully someday you can reside in that fantastic place we talk about. That is the land of critical mass. Lots to talk about. Let's get underway because it has been really, really active out there in the world of finance, in the world of money. And one of the places it's been active, of course, has been at the Federal Reserve, because the Federal Open Market Committee, which is the monetary policy guide, monetary policy operation, if you will, for the Federal Reserve, they met this week. They had a two-day, an overnighter, a pajama party on Tuesday night, a sleepover at the Fed building. And then on Wednesday, we had the Fed statement. We had the chair hosting a media conference, and it was quite fascinating. We also had the announcement in the statement on Wednesday that the Federal Reserve, as we anticipated, raised the target range for the overnight lending rate that the banks use for excess reserves, called the federal funds rate. That's the shortest interest rate there is. It's a one-day rate, and it even can change during the day. They raised it by 25 basis points, which is 0.25%. And that brings it up to a new range of 1 to 1.25%. Which means if you have any short-term money laying around, contingency reserves, whatever, you should be getting a little bit more on that money in terms of interest. Now, the general consensus among the monetary muckety-mucks is that we're going to have at least one more rate increase this year and perhaps three next year. If you were to put an over-under in Las Vegas, where we have a lot of overs and unders on just about anything going on out there, except maybe the time a fly is going to leave the windowsill. I don't think there's an over and under on that yet, but pretty much everything else. If you put an over and under on how many additional rate hikes will there be this year by the Fed? I was thinking about this weekend. What would that number be? Because there is no such number. I'm not aware, even at Ladbrokes of London, I'm not aware of any such number out there. So what would that number be if you were to establish that number? And I was thinking 1.5. 1.5. And that would mean that if you took the over, you would be wagering that there would be more than 1.5 additional rate hikes this year. In other words, you'd be expecting two, which would make you a winner on the over and under wager, hypothetical as it is. Yeah, I think it would be 1.5, because then if we had the one increase that is generally a given, assuming the data dependency benchmark is met by the economy, then if you had one, well, you'd be a winner if you took the under. Now, typical odds on a wager like that would be 11 to 10. If you bet $100, $110 to win 100 would be the typical way that a wager like that would be structured if it existed. I think it would be 1.5, and that's where I think we are. It's generally accepted we're going to have, again, data dependency is always there. It's generally accepted we'll have one more rate hike this year, assuming the economy continues to do what it's been doing, which is moderate growth in the general area of 2 to 1 fraction, which it seems like it's been there forever now, year after year. And so if you took the under, the one, okay, the one is pretty much baked in the cake. Most people feel 2, well, all right, that's another step. I think 1.5 is the number. And that's where I would put it. So what are we saying here? We're saying that if the economy continues as it has been, and the second quarter is looking better than the first, which was weak, looks like one rate hike this year additional is baked in the cake, barring something unforeseen, that is. While 2 would indicate a little bit more aggressive position on the part of the Fed. So that's where we are. 2018 is a long way away in terms of Fed policy, but right now, if you're putting a number out there, an over or an under number for next year, it might be 3. Because the Fed right now is indicating about 3 rate hikes next year, calendar year 18. So I think the over and under for next year right now would be 3. And that's a number that could change before 2018 gets around. Although if you went down on a wager at 3, you wouldn't be able to change that. You might be able to hedge it, but you wouldn't be able to change your original wager. It would stay at 3. So that's what's going on out there. There are some curiosities in Fed policy right now that are reasonable curiosities for anyone. One of the curiosities would be that we have negative real short-term interest rates. For example, the federal funds rate, the shortest rate of all, is negative adjusted for inflation. Now, why do I say that? Well, you have inflation right now of close to 2%. I'm using the Personal Consumption Expenditure Index. That's the one the Fed likes to use for inflation. And right now, you're looking at a little bit under 2% on that number year over year. But look at the federal funds rate. Call it 1 1/8. Split the difference between the 1 and 1 1/4. You get around 1 1/8. You have a negative real rate on federal funds. And that is amazing stuff. And something I hope to talk with our guest later in the broadcast today. And it is Superstar Sunday. We have a superstar guest later today in Hour 3. Make sure you're with us for that. That one is must listening. And we'll be talking about this topic with our guest, and it will be his first ever appearance. His first ever appearance here on the Starship Money Talk, and we're delighted to welcome him, as we will later in the broadcast. But the fact is that there's a lot going along at the Fed besides what we just talked about, besides the fact that they've raised rates, besides the probabilities of future rate increases, which are basically certain if the economy continues to expand as it has at a moderate clip. It's certainly noteworthy that we have negative real interest rates using the federal funds rate against the inflation rate. And now we have something new on the table that has not been on the table for any period of time. It's the first time, well, it was mentioned a couple of years ago, and it set off a firestorm of market reaction. But this time it's been mentioned again in the Fed statement, and we haven't really had much reaction. I mean, after all, look at the S&P 500. It's trading essentially at a record high. It's 0.3%. That's right. 1/3 of 1% right now under its all-time record closing high. The all-time record closing high in the S&P, which is a very, very broad index of the market. All-time closing high is around 2440. Right now it's 2433. It's basically there. So we really haven't seen much reaction at all in the broad market. I guess you could say virtually no reaction in the broad market as measured by the S&P 500. And yet now we have the Fed once again talking about what is going to become known as QT. Many of you remember QE, quantitative easing, which was the creation of gargantuan amounts of new money measured in the trillions, much of which is still sitting on the Fed's balance sheet, about $4.5 trillion balance sheet. Much of it was raised through quantitative easing, the purchase of securities, which wound up at the Fed where they remain. In many cases, they are still there, treasuries, agencies. Well, now we're going the other way in the future, and we're starting to lay out a roadmap for that change, and that is QT, quantitative tightening. You're going to hear more and more and more about quantitative tightening going forward. And to make it really easy on the class, it's the opposite of QE. The opposite of quantitative easing, QE, is quantitative tightening, QT. And now the Fed, based on its meeting this week, in its revelations this week, is talking about the possibility, or the likelihood even, that they're going to start QT by the end of the year. Perhaps even as early as autumn. Hey, it's almost summer, right? I mean, it's really, really close to being summer. We're not quite there yet, but the clock is ticking very rapidly to summer, the official summer season. Now they're talking about the possibility that by autumn we could be looking at QT. Now, what is quantitative tightening? It is reducing the Federal Reserve's balance sheet. How do you do that? Well, for sure, you do it gradually so you don't create a too much of an investment reaction, but quantitative tightening allows the bonds, we just talked about trillions of dollars of bonds on the Fed balance sheet, it allows them over a period of years to mature, putting that money back into general circulation. Now, the Fed announced that when it starts this tapering, if you will, of the balance sheet. How do you taper a $4.5 trillion balance sheet? Almost sounds like a comedy routine, doesn't it? It's so big. Well, they're talking about starting it at $10 billion a month. Now look at $10 billion on its own. Looks like a big number. Look at $10 billion in the context of $4.5 trillion. It's not much. It just isn't. But they're talking about starting at $10 billion a month. $6 billion of that would be in treasuries, $4 billion in mortgage-backed securities. And they might do this for 3 months or so, and then gradually increase those amounts over time until they could conceivably make $50 billion a month pour back into the general market. And this would reduce the balance sheet at the Federal Reserve, and they're hoping have a gradual impact on the market. Now, what happens, let's get to that $50 billion number. What happens if the Fed is allowing an additional $50 billion a month, that's $600 billion a year, flow back into the general bond market for others to buy? Well, you be the judge. But I will tell you this, right now, the annual deficit in the USA, which nobody seems to talk about anymore, it's almost like they don't want to talk about it. It's the third rail. Well, it's running this year at over $600 billion. What would happen if you added another $600 billion to the bond market? Because we have to raise all the entire deficit in the bond market. That's the only way we can fund it, selling issues, selling treasuries. That's how the deficit is paid for, adding to the debt. That's why we have $20 trillion in debt. This is the way business is done in Washington. Borrow, borrow, borrow. So you could take a $600 billion plus deficit and double it as a result of tapering at $50 billion a month. So this is going to be really fascinating stuff. And if anybody asks you about quantitative tightening, you'd be quick to tell them, hey, it's the opposite of QE, guys. We're going the other way. Instead of taking money off the bond market and putting it on the Fed balance sheet, we're going to be reversing all of that and throwing that debt back onto the market. Should be very, very fascinating stuff, to put it mildly. I'm Bob Brinker. Your call's welcome. 1-800-934-2221. It's Money Talk.
Money Talk.
Don't do what I did and run out.
If it's working, don't quit.
Why would you stop?
Why undo all the good that's been accomplished?
You've got to feed them right for life.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite.
No.
When I get to about 3/4.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com. Dinovite.com.
859-428-1000.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of NomoFlea free.
NomoFlea flea spray kills fleas safely with no poison.
Because it's a polypeptide protein molecule made from
vegetable oil.
Try NomoFlea
free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite.com.
And I'm Jerry Rice, saying so long from San Francisco.
Thank goodness. Ugh, these overtime games are just killing my back.
You should try the patch.
The patch?
The Tiger Balm patch. It's a blend of essential oils that goes deep into aching muscles and joints for fast, soothing pain relief. I go for Tiger Balm after every game.
What every armchair quarterback needs, proven pain relief.
And a good wide receiver.
You don't know any, do you?
Roar back from pain with Tiger Balm. It works where it hurts.
By the time that we got up there, his room was filled with smoke.
The wind had blown and drifted the snow up against the side of my house, blocking the exhaust from my furnace.
I heard the smoke alarm going off in my friend's apartment.
Without the Kidde smoke alarm, my son would not be here today.
Had it not been for that carbon monoxide detector, they would come to school and not have their teacher there.
I grabbed my fire extinguisher and put out the fire.
Kidde makes technology that saves lives.
Get these essential products at your local retailer today.
For garden color from the ground up, start with the ground. Vigoro colored wood mulch from the Home Depot. 3 bags for just $10. It protects your plants beautifully and maintains its color for up to 12 months in shades of red, brown, or black that really set off your garden, not to mention your summer. It's easy when you start with Vigoro colored mulch. 3 bags, $10. Now with the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Selection varies by store. U.S. only. Limit 60 bags per customer. See store for details.
Bryce's lifeless body slumped over the piano keyboard. His forehead played a dissonant chord that reverberated throughout the hall. Not his best performance, I thought. I opened the back of his neck with my screwdriver. A couple of fresh bars of lithium brought him and the music back to life. I am sure that someday he will do the same for me.
If this 20-second performance made you feel something, imagine what an entire Audible book can do. Visit audible.com to start your free 30-day trial.
We got a real good show for you.
Coming up on the next Drive Home with Jillian Barbary and John Phillips. Does Megyn Kelly's Father's Day interview with Alex Jones beat 60 minutes? We'll find out.
Plus, people are putting down their wine and their beer, and they're replacing it with something else. I'll tell you what that is.
Live and local right after Dr. Drew and Mike Hathaway right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
The journey of a lifetime could lead to a recording contract. Guaranteed radio airplay.
Go to NashNextPresents.com and register today.
Nash Next 2017.
Sponsored nationally by Country Inns and Suites.
Leaks, tweets, and recusals.
Dads get stiffed on Father's Day.
And 7% of Americans think that chocolate milk comes from cows. Get smart, especially if you think chocolate milk comes from brown cows.
Oy.
On the next Back to Terror in the Morning, 5 to 10, right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Men.
This is Money Talk.
From the beaches of Waikiki to the shores of Block Island Sound, it's America's Money Program, where it's all about the money. Bob Bringer along with you. Thanks for joining us. We do appreciate the company. Let's get John on the line. John checks in from Redwood City, California. Hello, John.
Hi, Bob. It's a pleasure to speak with you.
Good to have you with us.
I believe most brokerage accounts are insured under SIPC up to $500,000. Should we limit assets in each brokerage account to that threshold the way we limit bank account balances to the FDIC insurance threshold?
It's a good question. My reaction to it is I really do believe it depends who you're doing business with. I think if you're talking about doing business with the very top blue chip firms, it's less of a concern. If you're talking about doing business with a bucket shop, it's a very, very high concern.
Okay.
Okay.
Great. Good to know.
Thank you, John.
Thank you.
Yes, SIPC coverage is up to $500,000, and most of the brokerage firms now have added on what we've talked about, umbrella insurance on Money Talk. They've added on a brokerage equivalent, in many cases, of umbrella insurance. You can get details at your individual broker connection, of course. And our toll-free line, 1-800-934-2221. And, of course, you're welcome to join us. We'd like to hear from you. And Money Talk On Demand, of course, information is available at bobbrinker.com because you can stream Money Talk to your computer, download to your smartphone, as so many do. That's Money Talk On Demand, which makes it possible for you to listen to Money Talk wherever you go, whenever you like. With Money Talk On Demand, and of course the Investment Talk is year-round. Sign up at bobbrinker.com at the Money Talk On Demand logo. And of course, many of our prior weekends programs are right there archived at Money Talk On Demand. Stay with us. More to come.
This is Money Talk. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Yo! Everybody get up! Everybody get up! Everybody needs to understand that I'm more than simply a hype man for this rap group. Just like Geico is more than just a company that can save you money. Geico also has fast and friendly claim service, so they can help you when you need it most. And while I do love being a hype man, I also love reading for children's audiobooks. Like Little Bo Peep, she lost the sheep, and she don't know where to find them. Yo!
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack, when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And because Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their most popular set, complete with a razor, one of their world-famous blades, shaving cream, and post-shave balm for free if you cover shipping. A total value of $20 at no cost to you with code 1126 at checkout. Their way of saying thank you for trying them. How is Harry's able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures the blades. That's how. Go to Harry's.com now and enter code 1126 at checkout to claim your free trial set and post-shave balm. That's Harry's.com, code 1126.
Wouldn't it be great if you could stop crime before it happens? With the Ring Floodlight Cam, you can. I'm Jamie Siminoff, inventor and founder of Ring. Floodlight Cam is a motion-activated HD security camera that connects right to your phone, so you're alerted when anyone steps onto your property. You can now see, speak, or even sound an alarm right from your phone, anywhere, anytime. Does your floodlight prevent crime? Ours does. Check out our Ring of Security kits at ring.com/secure. That's ring.com/secure.
You're unique, so why is your mattress one size fits all? Because a custom mattress costs thousands, until now. Hi, I'm Christian von Rickenbach, founder of HelixSleep.com, where you can buy a mattress online, customized for you, for hundreds of dollars instead of thousands. Go to HelixSleep.com, answer a few simple questions, and we build you the most comfortable mattress you'll ever sleep on. Shipping is free, and you have 100 nights to try it out. Go to HelixSleep.com/talkradio and get $50 off your order. HelixSleep.com/talkradio.
Hey guys, pardon the advertising interruption to your radio program. Do yourself a favor and please listen carefully. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or other male prescriptions in the last few years, you need to hear about Noxetril, the super pill that will transform your sex life forever. You see, Noxetril has been formulated and developed in U.S. FDA labs, and it's the real deal. Noxetril works, period. Strong, explosive results that increase blood flow fast. And best of all, there are no side effects like prescription meds. After years of research, the developers of Noxetril got it right. This remarkable pill is off the charts. Right now, we encourage you to take advantage of our incredible free bottle offer. So what are you waiting for? Noxetril. It's that good.
Call right now and get your free supply. Call 800-480-0658. That's 800-480-0658. It's like Viagra on steroids. Improve your sex life with your free supply. Call 800-480-0658. That's 1-800-480-0658.
If you think 790 KBC is sounding bigger and louder than ever,
it's bigger than ever.
You're right. I'm Operations Director Drew Hayes, and we just got approval from the FCC to boost our power. All for your better listening.
I'm KBC Director of Engineering Mike Tosh. I've just cranked up the daytime power by 32% and our nighttime signal by a whopping 58% of amplitude modulation. This will now give us the ability to reach about 14 million Southern California listeners.
Could you say that a little louder?
We're working hard to give you news and talk shows with personalities you know and trust and like, and now we're making them louder and clearer than ever.
Is better.
We appreciate your listening to News Talk Evolve 790 KABC.
News Talk Evolve Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Talk Radio 790 KABC.
This is Money Talk.
On your radio across America and worldwide on the web. Thank you, Al. We do appreciate the help. This is America's Money Program, Money Talk. Let's get out to Santa Clarita. Tony, welcome to Money Talk.
Hey, happy Father's Day, Bob.
Well, thank you, Tony. And let me take this opportunity, if it applies to you, to return the favor and also wish all of our dads all over the USA a happy Father's Day as well. Thank you very much. What's on your mind?
You know, this quantitative tightening, isn't that going to lead to a stronger dollar and lower rates because all these Europeans, the Japanese, and the Chinese are going to want to buy these bonds, and then they're going to bid up the dollar, and then since there's so many people want to buy them, that's going to bring down the interest on those bonds. And so whatever the Federal Reserve does with the short-term rates is not going to matter.
Well, I guess that's one possibility, but I think that really the key elements here, I don't know how much demand there is at these rate levels, by the way, for long-term bonds. I don't know how many buyers there are out there that are chomping at the bit, if you will, to add to long-term bond holdings because rates are as low as they are. I mean, you know, we're looking at a 10-year and a 2.25 area. 30-year is not that far above historic lows, a little bit above, but not that far above, considering the average long-term rate over time. And considering the fact that you're really not being compensated very well for inflation, I mean, even on the 10-year right now, you're basically getting a real yield pretty close to zero, adjusted for inflation. I think what we're talking about here is that quantitative tightening is going to throw more bonds on the market, increase the supply that is available to the general buying market all over the world, and that would normally be something that would result in higher rates. And I also think that as you see higher rates over time, and look what we're already seeing it in the federal funds rate and short-term rates, as you see higher rates over time, there's no question about it, that is something that is supportive of the dollar because it attracts foreign currency into dollar-denominated assets. That's the way I would see it.
You know, all those countries in Europe with the bad credit rating, their interest rates are almost as low as the U.S. Why would anyone want to buy those bonds from those countries?
Actually, they're well below. They're well below, many of them, the rates in the U.S. We have some bonds in Europe and Japan now that have negative interest rates.
Yeah, that's why I thought that the foreigners would want to buy them up, and that would bid up the dollar and everything.
Well, they have done that. Let's keep in mind, Tony, they have done that, and that's one of the reasons rates are where they are. Another reason that rates are where they are is because we have had these extremely low or even negative rates overseas in many cases, and that has served as a cap, if you will, on what the U.S. Treasuries can trade at, because they're always going to be compared with very, very high-quality bonds, such as the bonds issued in Germany, the sovereign bonds of the country of Germany, which are known as the Bunds. And they have rates that are so low that I think that does spill over and hold down rates here, as long as that is the case. 1-800-934-2221. David is on the line in St. Louis. Hello, David.
Bob,
hi. Welcome to Money Talk, David. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, sir, for taking my call. Here's my question. Last year, the company that I worked for merged with another company, and after the merge, they increased our 401k contribution from 50% to 100%, up to 6%. Also, after the merge, our company's S&P 500, but by the way, Fidelity manages our 401k, so we had the S&P 500 through Fidelity. But after the merge, they moved everybody's, let's call my company Company A, and the one we merged with the Company B, moved Companies A, Fidelity 500, to the State Street's S&P 500 Class K shares. My question is, the State Street S&P 500 Class K shares pay dividends once a year versus the one we had last year pays it every quarter. Would you recommend staying with State Street, or there is a way to go into a brokerage link in the Fidelity account to buy the S&P 500 premium?
Well, what I would do is I would check the expense ratio on the two funds. Check the expense ratio, which I suspect is very, very low on the Fidelity Spartan 500. My guess is that the expense ratio on that fund is very low. So check the expense ratio on the State Street S&P 500 and see what the difference is, or if there is any difference. Have you already done that?
Yes, they're around 4 basis points, sir.
So they're both very low. Okay, so there's nothing there. So where you're losing out, in my opinion, is you're losing out on the reinvestment return on the quarterly dividend. And you are losing out on that. If you're getting an annual versus a quarterly, you are, over time, you are losing out on the reinvestment return. There's no other way to put it.
Right. Okay. So should I just slowly or laterally move my State Street S&P 500K shares to the Fidelity one?
If you can do that with no expense, I mean, what you would gain what you would gain would be the reinvestment return on your quarterly dividend. It's that simple. I want to make one other point, and that is that, you know, you said something in passing that is really big, especially in the context of your call. And that is that as a result of the merger, your matching provision on your 401k increased from 3% to 6%. That is the equivalent of you receiving a 3% raise for doing nothing. So that's something.
Can I correct that? Actually, yeah. It was 50% up to 6%, and then after the merge, it's 100% up to 6%.
And that's what I just said. I just said that you picked up a 3% increase in your matching, a 3% increase in your matching, which is what you just described, and that's free money, and that's a wonderful outcome for you of this deal, which greatly overshadows the quarterly versus annual S&P dividend.
Okay. One more question, if I could, sir?
Sure.
I finally convinced the coworker to finally participate in our 401k, but he's 70 years old. And how does RMD affect him?
How does what affect him?
RMD, required minimum distribution. He's already
he certainly gets into a position at some point where he's going to have to deal with RMD. Here's what I would do. I would put him in touch with your HR department. They'll give him all the details.
Good. Okay.
Thank you, David.
Thank you, sir.
Always great to hear from St. Louis, Missouri. 1-800-934-2221. We are going to Santa Barbara to talk with Carol. Hello, Carol.
Hi, Bob. Yes. Well, I want to say first, thank you for all your advice. I've been following you very actively since 1999 on the radio, sometimes 6 hours on Saturday and Sunday, as well as the newsletter and the Money Talk On Demand, and I have benefited greatly. Thank you so much. I am at critical mass. Today, though, what I'm calling about is I have a wonderful he'll be 26 years old tomorrow, a son who has an idea or a plan to buy a house here in Santa Barbara. And I would like to know what you think of the idea. I would be a co-signer on it, which is not my major question, but it's a factor for you to know. Here in Santa Barbara, pretty much a starter house is about $1 million. He has earned himself the $200,000 plus down payment, and he would be getting a loan for about another, say, $800,000. And he intends to actually rent the house primarily to a number of people with the idea that that would be a good tax deduction for him, and it would be a good way to, as an investment. He's renting also a place, he rents living with other young people his age, as a lot of young people do in Santa Barbara, because housing is super expensive. Yeah, and so he's not actually planning to live in the house, at least as long as he enjoys his current living situation, which he expects to do for some time. Okay, that's just the brief outline. Ask me anything you want. Do you think this is a good idea or any factors we should consider?
Okay, I appreciate the call, Carol, and interesting situation. The question, I do have questions, and I appreciate your opening it to questions, because I'm a bit stunned a couple of ways. First of all, you just floored most of the country when you said a starter house in Santa Barbara is $1 million.
Yeah, well, the median is it's somewhere around $8-9 million, $1,100. So I just sort of averaged it, to be brief. Yeah.
So, given the fact that your son has no plan to live in this property, why would he buy this house?
Okay. Well, he wants to live in, he has just moved back to Santa Barbara about a year ago. He works here, and he does want to live and bring up his family eventually. He'll get married, bring him, he wants to live here. As I said, it's super expensive, and he's thinking that it's a good investment for him, because to have this as a tax deduction, to have, if you will, other people paying a lot of the mortgage, most of the mortgage, he thinks $5,000 mortgage, he'd have about, I'll say, 4/5 or more of it would be paid by the people who rent it. and that it would be a really good investment. And at some point, he might want to live in, or if he wanted to live someplace else in Santa Barbara, he would be in the market and be able to sell it and, you know, be live where he wanted to in Santa Barbara. So that's sort of the basic.
Mm. Yeah, right. Well, let's talk about you, because yeah. if you co-sign, it's going to be about you.
Yes.
So what is your net worth?
About, thanks to you, I'm going to say, by following your advice, about $2.5 million net worth.
Okay. Are you also in debt?
No, I'm not in debt at all. I have a 2.875 mortgage myself, and I owe about $131,000 on it. And for my house here in Santa Barbara.
2.875%?
2.875, yeah, right.
Now, what's the market value of your property?
Mine is about a little over $1 million, maybe $1.1 million, something like that.
And you owe how much?
$131,000 still.
Yeah, well, with an interest rate like that, I would just make a timely monthly payments,
right.
Because that's pretty close to free money. It might be
yes.
free money.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, after the write-offs. Okay.
Right.
The and after inflation. So yeah.
Right.
All right. Well, you're certainly in a sound position. How are you income-wise? Do you have to work for your income? Is it investment income? What is it?
I'm just in a couple of weeks. I'm turning 70 myself. Believe it or not, or hard for me to believe. But I do like what you said. I like what I do. I'm a licensed psychologist. I feel productive, and I do enjoy working. So I do continue to work some. Yes.
So as a psychologist, let me ask you a question. Let's forget about your son for a moment.
Okay.
Take him out of the equation
not too
for a
long,
moment.
No. Okay. Okay.
Just no for a moment.
I said I know. Okay.
So. If somebody came into your office and asked you the following, Carol, what would you say if I told you that I'm 70 years of age and my son wants to borrow $800,000 and have me co-sign on it? What would you say to that?
I'd say something to the effect of, well, how well do you know your son? How responsible and conscientious is he? How dependable?
Mm-hmm. And obviously on all of those fronts, you're giving your offspring an A+, I assume.
A plus, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this is an interesting conundrum, I must say. On the face of it, I'm not crazy about it.
From what point of view? Or maybe you're going to tell me.
Well, from this point of view. When I was 25 years of age, it wouldn't have even entered my mind to ask my parents to co-sign on an $800,000 loan.
Right. He did not want to, okay? I actually offered even to give him a couple $100,000, which he did not want. He said he would not accept from me because I wanted him to be able to make a bigger down payment. But he said he didn't want to. He wants to do it on his own. But the trouble is, because he's only been here in Santa Barbara in this job for a year, even though his other income, it had to be 2 years before they would allow him to be the sole borrower for this. So, I mean, it was either not be able to follow through with his plan or, you know, have me as a co-signer. It's not what he wanted to do.
I'd much rather give him $200,000 as a gift. I would much rather do that.
Well, I offered it, but he felt that it was somehow... He was actually kind of offended, and he felt it was somehow undermining, like I didn't have confidence in him, like I was, I don't even know, that's the farthest thing from anything I've ever expressed towards him. But anyway, he refused it.
Yeah, well, I don't really know what to recommend, Carol, because the only way I guess this question could be answered would be if we had an absolute answer as to the nature of the relationship, his dependability on following through, and making absolutely certain that your finances are not compromised as a result of anything that might happen, such as the possible decline in the value of the property or something happening to the property or anything like that, or the old Pacific Heights outcome where somebody comes in and rents it and wrecks it. So, you know, it's beyond my pay grade to make a recommendation on this one. I would have to confess that I don't have a solid recommendation to make other than, you know, it's a request I'd rather not have. Would you co-sign, Mom or Dad, would you co-sign on an $800,000 loan so I can buy this property and rent it out and maybe live there sometime in the future? It's a really tough one for me.
I see.
Have you sought any? Let me ask you. Have you sought any other? But you're the psychologist.
Yeah.
Have you sought any other counsel on this?
Well, it's mostly from an investment point of view that I'm wondering, because I bought my own house. I won't, you know, bought a home, or, but I don't know anything about, you know, investment properties, in the sense of, does buying the house with the idea to rent it out and covering, say, four-fifths of the mortgage with, thereabouts, four-fifths of the mortgage with rental payments, even though there'd be some loss every month, as long as he doesn't live in it, is that a sensible thing? I mean, is it okay given...
Well, the answer to that would be only if you're going to make up the losses on increased market value.
Tax deductions are an issue. Now,
well, what would the interest rate be on his loan?
Say 4.2, right around there.
Around 4%. So that's about $33,000 a year, 4.25, whatever, $34,000 a year. And what are the annual taxes on the property?
That'd be about 1%. 1%.
So that's only $10,000. Only about $10,000.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm.
All right. Figure that he'd get a write-off, assuming he gets a full write-off, and returns differ from person to person. But assuming he gets a full write-off, it would be a $45,000 deduction. Now, what is his tax bracket, federal and state?
Let's see. Can I tell you how much he makes? Would that help, or do you need the bracket? He has no deductions now.
How much does he make?
Okay, so he's in high-end like computer software sales, and so he makes between $100,000 and $150,000.
I don't care if he plays first base for the San Francisco Giants. Okay. I just want a number.
Okay, say $140,000.
Okay, so he's in a bracket. Figure he'll get about maybe a $15,000 benefit, something like that. Something in the general area of a $15,000 to $18,000 benefit.
Okay.
So that's what you're talking about. It would be a question of whether you would be able to make it up on appreciation of the property, and you would know much better than I what the risk in Santa Barbara on that question would be. Carol, I appreciate the call. Good luck with that. This is Money Talk.
Money Talk.
Don't do what I did and run out.
If it's working, don't quit.
Why would you stop?
Why undo all the good that's been accomplished?
You've got to feed them right for life.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite.
No.
When I get to about 3/4.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com. DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of NomoFlea free.
NomoFlea flea spray kills fleas safely with no poison.
Because it's a polypeptide protein molecule made from
vegetable oil.
Try NomoFlea
free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Attention, this is an investor notice. Are you interested in making some extra cash buying real estate tax liens? Then listen to this. The Government Tax Lien Network is offering a free tax lien kit, which contains two DVDs and a step-by-step report that will show you how to earn guaranteed returns between 15 and 35% yearly, which is completely secured by the government. They'll even show you how to do this inside your own retirement accounts. So if you're looking to become a real estate investor without risk, then call 1-800-613-8830 now to get your free tax lien kit. Then get ready to buy tax liens for pennies on the dollar and buy houses for as low as $500, all from your home with little or no money, working only 5 to 10 hours per week. Call 800-613-8830 right now to get your free tax lien kit, plus two free tickets to a live training event and a free $20 Visa gift card just for attending. Call 800-613-8830. That's 800-613-8830 for your free tax lien kit now. Individual results may vary.
Wouldn't it be great if you could stop crying before it happens? With the Ring Floodlight Cam, you can. I'm Jamie Siminoff, inventor and founder of Ring. Floodlight Cam is a motion-activated HD security camera that connects right to your phone, so you're alerted when anyone steps onto your property. You can now see, speak, or even sound an alarm right from your phone, anywhere, anytime. Does your floodlight prevent crime? Ours does. Check out our Ring of Security kits at ring.com/secure. That's ring.com/secure.
You're unique, so why is your mattress one size fits all? because a custom mattress costs thousands until now. Hi, I'm Christian von Rickenbach, founder of HelixSleep.com, where you can buy a mattress online, customized for you, for hundreds of dollars instead of thousands. Go to HelixSleep.com, answer a few simple questions, and we build you the most comfortable mattress you'll ever sleep on. Shipping is free, and you have 100 nights to try it out. Go to HelixSleep.com/talkradio and get $50 off your order. HelixSleep.com/talkradio.
On the next episode.
It's Peter Tilden. On the next Peter Tilden at 10, is the Deputy Attorney General really going to recuse himself from the Russia probe? Post Alex Jones, Megyn Kelly analysis, and also the New York Times just sued the FBI. I'll explain why. Starting 10, right here on Talk Radio 790 KBC.
Good morning.
McIntyre in the morning.
That's it.
I was in Hawaii, and I wanted to go to Pearl Harbor. So I hop in a cab, said Pearl Harbor, and step on it. The cab driver makes a sharp left, and he falls out of the car. Now, he didn't go all the way out, but his butt is hanging out of the car. And we're going in a sharp circle in the parking lot. And he stops the car, and he turns around to me in the back and says, "Well, that's never happened before."
McIntyre in the morning.
Now with Leanne tweeting news. 5 to 10 on KABC.
This is Money Talk.
For information on my investment letter, that's Bob Brinker's Market Timer Investment Letter. Go to BobBrinker.com, request a complimentary back issue right there. Easily done, right there at the website homepage at BobBrinker.com. Just click on the request a complimentary back issue feature. It's all there is to it. More to come. Stay with us. Lots more to come. Right here on America's Money Program, Money Talk.